Well, the Michigan Governor, Gretchen Whitmer, very busy these days. Just concluding last week, the State of the State address, and now it's on to the Democrat response to the State of the Union address. Governor Gretchen Whitmer tapped to do that for the Democrats nationally. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief, Rich Studley joining us, the President and Chief Executive Officer for the Michigan Chamber. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Steve. It's going to be a great week.
It's going to be a busy week, politically speaking. First, let's reflect on Governor Whitmer's State of the State address, and then I'm just curious what you make of her being tapped to do the response for the Democrats for the State of the Union. But her State of the State address, rather short, historically speaking, 34 minutes, touched on some things like a $3.5 billion plan to get bonds sold to fund road construction and so forth. What do you make of it?
Typically, a governor's State of the State address in Lansing is important. At a minimum, it sets the tone for the upcoming year. Sometimes governors unveil major public policy initiatives. Sometimes they don't. Typically, I think shorter is better. When you're more brief and concise as a state leader and you speak about what you're in favor of, I think it's a stronger, clearer message. The governor did outline several proposals that are of interest to the chamber. We've got an overarching theme for this year. It's probably telling our state leaders we need less drama and more action. So we agree with the governor on the need to fix the roads. People of goodwill can look at different proposals and say that's a good idea or not such a good idea, but she put forward another plan, one that she can do without legislative approval. The governor also talked about closing the skills gap. We think there's more state government can do there. So a couple of policy initiatives where we're hopeful that Democrats, Republicans, and legislative leaders in the House and the Senate will engage in less talk and more action and work together to solve a couple of big important problems that are a really great concern for employees and employers across the state. We need to fix the roads and close the skills gap.
Well, Rich, as you know, the unemployment rate in Michigan down just like it is across the country, and that means the job market is great if you're looking for a job, but it brings me to the question of, okay, whether you've got $3.5 billion or what might be in the kitty to fix the roads, if you don't have enough people to do it, which has been, you know, a question a couple of times along the way here, if you have all the money in the world, it doesn't matter if you don't have the people there to drive the ready-mix trucks, to lay the concrete, to do the heavy construction work, to drive the equipment, and the pressure on those sectors of the economy seems to increase almost daily, it seems to me.
Steve, we share your concern. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that even though unemployment is low and employment is high, we have 100,000 job openings in our state that are going vacant because people don't have the skills. That's why, in terms of the legislative process, one of our top priorities is to restore funding for a successful jobs training program, the Going Pro program, and we're hopeful that with a supplemental budget later this year or in the governor's budget message, we'll see a breakthrough there. Democrats and Republicans should be working together to get that done.
I agree with that because, again, you look at different segments of the workforce, big holes there that need to be filled. Rich Studley here, the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I want to look to Washington now and just curious why you think the governor may have been chosen to give the Democratic response to the State of the Union. We've got good things going on here in Michigan, but I guess the disagreement might be over who gets the credit, whether it's the Trump administration or the governor or a combination thereof. Were you surprised when you heard that?
Our view at the Michigan Chamber is that good public policy is good politics. With some of the big challenges we're facing, if we can make good policy, there's plenty of credit to go around. So frankly, we don't worry too much at the Michigan Chamber about who gets the credit. I think any time Michigan's governor, whether that governor is a Democrat or Republican, can appear on the national stage in a positive way, that's good for Michigan. Responding to the State of the Union address, whether you're a governor or a senator or whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, can be a tricky thing. The governor is a good speaker. I expect that she'll do a good job. The challenge, I think, is what partisan political implications do people read into that speech? And in that regard, the Michigan Chamber is not the Michigan Democratic Party or the Michigan Republican Party. So we'll leave the partisan politics to others.
But I think you're right about that. It does elevate Michigan. And clearly, politics notwithstanding, as far as what the chamber does. But obviously, you know that Michigan is the focal point of politics for probably the rest of 2020 because of the close race here for president in 2016. And therefore, a lot of attention will be paid to Michigan before we get to November 3rd, 2020. And so I guess I'll let you close with this, Rich. As you look at 2020, closing the skills gap, very important. Making sure that the roads and infrastructure get addressed, very important. What other things do you see on the horizon in 2020 that are a priority for the Michigan Chamber?
The top priority for the Michigan Chamber in terms of the big ideas we're working on today in Lansing would be to encourage the governor to assert or reassert her executive authority to direct state agencies to move forward on building the Great Lakes Tunnel. Attorney General Dana Nessel has lost again and again and again in court. It's time to stop the frivolous lawsuits and get back to work. The best way to get Line 5 out of the water is to build the Great Lakes Tunnel. If we can do those three things early this year, get started with the next phase of building the Great Lakes Tunnel, fix the roads, and close the skills gap, it'll be a good year for all Michiganders.
I would agree with that, not to mention the number of jobs that would be associated directly with building the tunnel already are, and that would just continue to expand. Rich Studley is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, as always, we appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Steve. Working together, we'll keep Michigan moving forward.
There you go. All right. It's the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. You can catch it every Monday here on the Steve Gerber Show with members of the Chamber, including Rich Studley. I think that everything he hit there are extremely important points. Get the tunnel built, get infrastructure rolling, and figure out how to get those roads funded so we can move ahead on it. 52 after on a Monday. It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be back after this. You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.